Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Good afternoon, everybody. Almost good afternoon. This is Louis Michelson at Business Talk Radio, and we have a very special, wonderful guest speaker on today from Bayville, New Jersey. He's a tax resolution specialist. He's a IRS slayer. He's Peter Marciano Jr., and he's a wonderful person. How are we doing, Pete?
Hey, Lou. Well, thanks for that introduction. I appreciate it. We're doing good here. We're, you know, keeping the faith. We're trying to get through this as everybody else is, trying to help as many people as we can. But hopefully this is going to end sooner rather than later, because I don't know how long people can actually hold out without those that are not able to go to work or businesses that are not able to open. So we're really hoping that this is coming to an end. I know here in New Jersey, the governor just extended another 30 days of this no contact, people staying home order. So we hope this is the last 30 days, because it's tough. Plus the weather's getting nice now. Everybody wants to get out and do things. So I guess we're living in uncharted waters here, uncharted territory. So I don't know, but we have hope. We have hope. You know, we're trying to help as many people as we can. You know, the SBA loans are being funded, and I'm actually encouraged that the money hasn't run out yet. That first wave back in April, the money seemed to be gone before you knew it. You blinked your eye and it was gone. So the second wave has seemed to be lasting a little longer. So hopefully everybody will get the help they need. You know, I still have some clients that are having problems with unemployment, the system. I guess a lot of these systems are not geared to handle the volume of claims and activity that they're getting. And, you know, I feel for these people. These people, they need, they need to put food on the table. They need to pay bills, and, you know, they're very frustrated. I feel the pain. Sometimes I just feel helpless. I wish I could do more, you know, but the systems, I think, especially New Jersey, I think our system is a little antiquated. I think we need a little modernization, because I've heard so many people, even that I don't know, just seeing it on Facebook, their frustrations of, I can't get through to unemployment. I still haven't got my check. I've been out for a month now. So, you know, it's not an easy time for anybody. But we just have to go one foot in front of the other, a day at a time, and just hope for the best. Easier said than done, but, what else can we do, Lou?
Yeah, it seems to be very confusing out there for so many people. People that should be getting their checks aren't. And I just read a story this morning that some lady that's been dead since 2017 got a stimulus check.
Well, you know, there's going to be a lot of, I'm not saying this case was, but that was probably just some kind of computer foul up. But there's going to be a lot of fraud in this whole situation. I think somebody already, there's already one case I heard about in Massachusetts where these guys filed a fictitious PPP loan, and they got over $500,000, and then none of the employees didn't exist, the companies didn't exist, they made it all up. And so now they were now they're under investigation, and I'm sure there's going to be many more. And you can rest assured, anybody out there listening that received a PPP loan, especially one I would say that's in the six figure range, I would advise to strongly document everything that you do, because the IRS is going to be, I'm sure, have their eyes on these particular loans, because of the expenses that are used for these loans. As of now, they are not deductible. Okay, so, and I got a feeling that what's going to happen is that people are going to be deducting them. Now, they're banning this about in Congress to change that. Hopefully they will, because the situation is that the loans are not taxable that you receive, the actual loans that go into your bank account. So according to the IRS and the tax code, you can't write off expenses that you pay with tax-free money. So these payroll expenses that you're paying that are going to be forgiven by the SBA are not going to be deductible by the taxpayer. But you know that a lot of people are going to do it either intentionally or are not going to realize this or are not going to get the proper advice, and they're going to get deducted, and that could, and the IRS knows this, and so I expect a tremendous rise in the audit, especially of these PPP loan recipients. So you got to be careful and make sure that you account for this money properly, not only the way you spend it, but how you treat it on your tax return.
Yeah, unbelievably, there's just so many people out there. They try to do everything the easy way.
Right, they do the and they think they're not going to get caught, and sometimes they don't get caught. You know, it is a numbers game; they can't catch everybody. But that's a tough way to go through life, is worrying. You know, because once you know you do something, and you know that puts a little bit of a trepidation into you, where you know sometimes when you go out to that mailbox, or am I going to get a letter in there? You know, knock on the doors. Is that the IRS coming to call? And you just got to be careful. That's all I can say. You just have to be careful with that, because, you know, there's a lot of fraud out there with this kind of situation, and, and the IRS knows it, and they're going to be, they're going to be looking. So just be careful, is all I can say. My best advice.
Yeah, there's so many things out there. So many, I told you the thing that I had with, When the IRS came after me for the sale of the deli and what happened 17 years later. But the other day we got a letter, and, you see it across the top, Division of Taxation and Finance. I said, oh, man, what's happening now? And I opened the letter, and it's a letter from Trump.
See, that's a good market. That's a good marketing strategy. They address the letter like it's from the Division of Taxation and Finance. That gets you to open the letter.
Right.
Now they hope you read the letter. Exactly.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned, last week, I think it was, a lot of these letters that you get are not real letters either. As an example, I thought you were going to tell me that I got a letter from the Division of Taxation and Finance telling me they were going to levy my account or that I owe all this money, and if I don't pay by next Friday or whatever, they're going to come after me. That those letters are out there as well. You have to really be careful because, as I mentioned, these fraudsters are out there, and they are they're getting so good that sometimes it is, if you don't know what you're looking for, and being a professional, I kind of know the format and how things are supposed to look. But someone who is just not in the business, a regular taxpayer, gets a letter in the mail, they're going to think that it's legitimate, or they may think it's legitimate, and act on it. And you don't want people to be doing that. You really have to just. It's unfortunate. You just can't trust anything anymore.
It really is. I got a phone call a few years ago. It was from Washington, D.C., and it was the IRS. And they're saying that we've been monitoring your accounts over the last few years, and we realize that you've been fraudulent and this, that, and the other thing. And if you don't pay us, it was like $8,000 in the next 8 hours. I was like, what? You guys are full of crap. Oh, yeah? I said, just wait, because the sheriff's going to be at your house in 9 hours. I said, okay, great. Then it's going to be, 10 o'clock at night? The sheriff's going to come and arrest me? Okay. So, you act like you're cool, but you're not. Right away, I got on the phone with my accountant. He goes, oh, that's all scam. All a scam.
Right. So now, but just think how many people may have actually fallen for that. You
know, yes.
I'm saying that's exactly what happens. People, they get scared. And right, you should know if you owe money, to the IRS or to the state government. You should know. I know I don't know anything. That's got to be bogus. But people, the IRS has that, reputation, that, and people are scared of the IRS, and they know what the IRS can do to you, put you in jail, levy your bank accounts, take your house. They've made examples of celebrities in doing these kinds of things. So, people know that the IRS, they mean business. Unfortunately, it's not really the IRS that's that's doing this, but people are preying, the fraudsters, they're preying on the fears that people have, and they know this, and, you know, there's enough people out there that unfortunately fall for this kind of thing, and it's very sad.
Yeah.
You know, but that's what we do. That's what we do, Lou, as, you know, here at Tax Resolution Specialists. We try, and we work with the IRS, and we try to, you know, give people their life back, so to speak, because when you have an IRS problem, you have a life problem. It affects every area of your life. You know, you don't want to go to the mailbox. You don't want to, when the door, you know, when the door bell rings, you're worried who it might be. You're checking your bank account constantly. You know, you're worried about your paycheck getting garnished. So these are the kind of things that the IRS does, and these are the kind of things that we take great pride in protecting our clients from having being done to them.
And I remember you said last week about try not to deal with them by yourself because they have respect for you.
Well, exactly. And the IRS, you know, I always use the expression: if somebody comes up to you and says, "Hi, I'm the IRS. I'm here to help you." You know, I say it facetiously, but you know, you run for the hills. They're not your friend. They're not there to help you. And if you let them dictate to you, you will not have the best outcome for you. You're going to have the best outcome for them. You know, they're not here to help you. They're there to help them.
Right.
You definitely do not want to go against the IRS on your own. And I'm not saying that to be self-serving. That's just a fact, and I've seen it, you know, over and over again. It's you know, navigating the IRS maze is if you've ever seen a New York City subway map, it's more difficult than that. You know, there's so many twists and turns and departments and so on and so forth. You know, the IRS, if you deal with them on your own, you know, you're just asking for trouble. I think I told a story about the lady I had as a client many years ago who liked the IRS officer lady, you know, so much. She thought she was so nice, and you know, she was getting audited in the home office situation, and she brings her to the house, and they're, you know, having coffee, and they're talking, and she's asking her questions about, you know, the home office, and it turned out that, you know, the girl's daughter used to play in there and watch TV while she was working, and, you know, the IRS, you know, she didn't say anything, you know, during that time, but a week or two later, she got a letter in the mail, and the home office was disallowed because it's not used exclusively for business. And she didn't realize what she told the lady, and you know, it was a result of her trying to handle the IRS on her own. And you don't want to do that. That's just you know, there's certain things that you really need to, you want to get professional guidance on, and dealing with the IRS is definitely one of those for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It's sort of like when you go to court. You know, you have the people that have the lawyers, and the people that don't have the lawyers. The people that have the lawyers go first. They get the deals. They're out of there in 10 seconds. The ones without the lawyers are in there for 3 hours, don't get a deal, and got to come back the next day.
Yeah, what's the old expression? Anybody who represents himself as a fool for a client, is that?
I think that is it. You ain't kidding.
So, yeah, you wouldn't go to court without a lawyer for the most part. Unless you're going on Judge Judy or something like that, but for, you know,
you don't want to go to Judge Judy,
right? You know, same thing. When dealing with the IRS, it's worth every penny that you pay because first of all, you're protected, and once you have a professional working for you, you never have to deal with the IRS. The IRS is not allowed to contact you because your representative actually steps into your shoes. Once you sign a power of attorney giving them the right to represent you, the IRS has to deal directly with them. They are not allowed to contact you. So if you're dealing with the IRS and you have a representative and the IRS contacts you, they can get themselves in some trouble. You know, and what anybody should say is, please contact my representative. He's handling my case. If anybody listening does have that situation and the IRS calls you, just say, you know, please contact my representative. They are not allowed to call you. They can get in trouble for doing that. So that's a little tidbit. That's another reason why you want to hire professional help so you don't have to deal with them. You can't, this way you can't say anything that will get you in trouble, you know, because, you know, they pick up on every little thing. You know, you might not even think it's related to what's going on. But, yeah, so you don't want to be talking to the IRS or dealing with them if you don't have to.
They are not your friend.
They are not your friend. They may come across like they are. And don't get me wrong, I deal with these people, and they are, I have, you know, a lot of them are very – very easy to work with, and I have a good relationship with them. But, you know, they're there to do their job, and I'm there to do mine, and we both understand that. We both want to resolve the case, and then we come to, you know, we usually come to a deal, you know, somewhere in the middle. We give up something, they give up something, and we just want, you know, they want to close the case as much as we want to resolve the case because they have a caseload. You know, they've got heat coming down on them from their superiors, their supervisors. Hey, why isn't this case closed yet? Why are you still working on this? What's going on? So, you know, we try to help them help. You know, we try to help them help themselves so that we can, you know, stay. We want, you know, in other words, when they're happy, they're you know, when you're making their job easier, they're gonna. More likely to give you a better deal because you know they appreciate it and they want to move on as well.
How much power does each actual agent have?
Well, there's two different types. There's a revenue agent and then there's a revenue officer. So a revenue agent is the one that comes. They have more power. They're the ones that come in and they can change your taxes. They're the ones that would audit you. They have more power to do things. The revenue officer is more. Their job, they can't change anything on a return. They can't audit you. Their job is really to collect money. So they work on cutting deals on what you can collect, but they can't come in and disallow an expense. So usually in a collection case, you deal with the revenue officer. You try to work a deal out. The revenue agent, they're the ones that come in to audit you, and they're the ones that can. They have more power than a revenue officer. So it depends on what kind of a case you have. An audit. They're a little more. They're the agent. They're the ones that are a little more difficult. The revenue officer. They're just looking. Their job is just to collect money. They want to collect money, you know, for the IRS. So they're the ones that you deal with in a collection case, where you're not getting audited. You owe money. You can't pay. You work a deal out. That's a revenue officer.
All right. Well, I got one more question, but let's take a quick break.
Sure.
All right. This is Louis Michelson at Business Talk Radio, and we have a wonderful accountant, Peter Macchiano Jr. And we will be right back. Do not leave us.
Is your computer slow? Seeing strange pop-ups? You could have a computer infection. Call Computer and Internet Help. A certified malware removal specialist will make your computer healthy and fast again. Most importantly, at an affordable price. Call Computer and Internet Help at 239-567-0104. That's 239-567-0104. Or email them at pccoach@live.com. That's pccoach@live.com. And go to their website, computerandinternethelp.com. Computerandinternethelp.com. Computer and Internet Help, making computers healthy, one at a time.
When you want high-quality product, you go to the place where that product is masterfully crafted, like cheese from Vermont or whiskey from Tennessee. That's why we created CBDGarage.com to provide a reliable source of quality CBD hemp oil products straight from Colorado. We also offer advice and education to help our customers understand the proper use of our products. All products from CBDGarage.com are 100% legal to ship to all 50 U.S. states and come with consumer satisfaction guaranteed. So what are you waiting for? Visit CBDGarage.com to get the help you need to choose high-quality CBD hemp oil products that's right for you. Let us help you start achieving the healthier lifestyle you want today. CBDGarage.com, Colorado's premier online shop for quality CBD hemp oil products. That's CBDGarage.com. Visit now.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Louis Michelson at Business Talk Radio, and we have the tax resolution specialist and IRS slayer, Peter Macchiano.
I'm going to have to start using that in my marketing, the IRS slayer. I like that, Lou. I'll give you royalties.
I'm just happy to do something that I can help you.
I appreciate that.
All right, very good. Oh, the question I had. All right, this is going to be a tough one, but where the heck does all this money go that they collect?
Well, let's see, Lou. There's a lot of different places it's supposed to go. I mean, I'm sure it's. I don't know specifically like exactly where it goes or how much goes where. But I know I'm sure a lot of it is dispersed by the federal government to work on their various programs, all the different kinds of programs that they have. I know it's, you know, the IRS, you know, has a lot of, I think a lot of it will be going to upgrading their own systems as well. I understand the IRS is going through a big modernization program as well right now. But the taxes are used in, I wouldn't be surprised if also, as an example, well, the government may borrow from Social Security. Well, let's put some of that money back into Social Security. So, where it is specifically used, I'm not exactly sure, but I'm sure it's spread all over the place.
Man, that's unbelievable. I always think about, that you pay taxes on your house, you pay taxes on your car, you pay taxes on your food.
That's your biggest expense.
I know. Where the heck is all that money going? I mean, they say, I know we got a casino that just went up in my town of Hopog. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to lower your taxes. That was the whole big deal, because I always said a casino would be great. It lowers our taxes. It opens up a lot of jobs.
Right.
When the place was, it's closed now, of course, but when the place was open, packed from 7 o'clock in the morning to who knows when at night. 7 days a week. If you don't get there by 6:30, you're not getting a parking spot. You got to park, 5 miles away. Wow. They got valet parking. I mean, it's unbelievable. And they don't even have table games. It's all electronic games.
Wow.
And where's all that money going? They say it's the number one casino in New York State.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's where, out on Long Island?
Yeah, right at exit 58. It's called Jake's 58.
Oh, no kidding, wow.
And,
Well, I'm sure a lot of that money is going into the owner's pockets.
I'm sure. And that's the only place it's going.
They're paying their taxes. If not, they know who to call to help them out. So.
There you go. We got you. We got you covered.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
It's just phenomenal. And it's like, for working guys who get up at, when I used to own the delis, I'd be at the store at 4:30 in the morning, and they want a piece of every single penny you take in.
Yeah, well, where New York and New Jersey are also they're not what you would call business friendly states. Okay, so they do take a piece of this, a piece of everything, it seems. New Jersey is, and it's also very, it's considered one of the most unfriendly tax environments for businesses. It's just very, there's a lot, a lot of red tape, you need a form for this, a form for that. So I get it. And everything has got a fee with it. And it's very frustrating. It's very frustrating. And that's why New Jersey leads the country in exoduses from the state. More people are leaving New Jersey than coming in, by the widest margin in the country. And it's because it's a very expensive place to live, and it's a very costly place to do business.
I hear a lot of these big places. Like, for instance, when Amazon was supposed to go into Queens, they were getting a 10-year tax break, where they didn't have to pay taxes for 10 years. But it ended up, the people in the neighborhood, which I thought was so silly, they stopped them from putting, it was 25,000 people were going to have a job.
Right, and you would get all the taxes from the payroll taxes, et cetera, from them.
Plus all the businesses around there that were going to.
Right, all the sales taxes and all the business, exactly.
Right. It was unbelievable, and the people said no. The same thing happened to me personally in 2013. I was winding down, mm-hmm. ready to get out of the business because it was getting harder and harder and harder. And there was a giant factory that was going to open up in one of my buildings 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Now, something like that pulls you out of the doldrums because you can do them literally 7 or 8 times a day.
Right.
And you're talking $200, $300, $400 each time you go there. Well, the people, because it was right by the courthouse, the people that, a lot of the people that bought the condos there didn't want the trucks passing by at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, you're going to hear a truck when you're sound asleep. I mean, and that was another one where they were going to hire 250 people from Central Islip. Families. They were going to hire families. You know what? You know what that would do to the economy just in that one area alone, and plus wherever they go. Just the same thing, the shopping that they would do, the lunches, the breakfasts. It's just, well, you know, people don't think, they only care about themselves.
It seems like a no brainer, right?
Exactly.
You think about it.
Yeah, absolutely a no brainer, and plus the whole area. I mean, it would have turned the whole area around. Oh, well, what are you going to do?
Yeah, it leaves you shaking your head.
Yeah.
It seems like such an obvious choice to make.
Yep. But you know what? Like I said, people just, they don't think and they don't care. You know, a lot of those guys in those condos were judges and lawyers and, you know, sometimes, not all, but sometimes they think that they're above everybody else.
Oh, you see that all the time. Absolutely. I see that all the time.
Yeah, it's silly, but you know what? I've been saying this since I was a kid. Everybody puts their pants on the same way.
And right, not to bring it back to the IRS, but the IRS, they can bring even guys like that down to their knees. I've seen it happen.
Yes, you're absolutely yes.
Well, you know, and you make a good point, because you know, when you say that they think they're above everybody else, a lot of times that also pertains to paying their taxes. They think they don't have to pay their taxes, or you know, they're not gonna do anything to me, or you know, and you'd be surprised how many people that I represent actually have money. They like you don't understand, like why haven't you paid your taxes? You make $200,000 a year, you make $300,000 a year, you're making all this money. How do you have a tax problem? You shouldn't have a tax problem.
No.
You know, they file their returns every year, but they just don't pay.
Right. You know, it's funny you should say that about the people that have money. I had a very good stop, and I was very friendly with the owner. It was Mason Industries, and they were a steel company, and they built a lot of things with steel. But he invented the thing that goes underneath these giant buildings that makes it so it can't flip. It has like a little pressure thing. It's probably about 6 feet high, and it's the last thing that goes in all four corners of the building. Mm-hmm. So it moves. So the building has some sway.
Okay.
Anyway, he was a multi-millionaire. And whenever tax season came around, and this was happening, he used to say to me, he'd say, Mike, I said, all my employees are worried about the taxes going up. He goes, what they don't understand is, I don't care. I've got the money to pay the taxes. So why shouldn't I pay them? So, it hit me funny that there's a guy that's a millionaire, and he's not worrying about it because he's got the money to write the check, whatever it is.
Right.
But a lot of people are like saying, I got the money, and I'm not giving it up.
Exactly. And you'd be surprised. And, you know, I've represented some, and I've actually been able to – it's almost like it's going against what I feel I should be doing, because here I'm hooking these guys up, but yet they really could pay, and they, you know, and I get them out of it. But, you know, it's, I guess, what I do. But, you know, sometimes you have a moral dilemma sometimes, but you know, should I really be representing this guy, or shouldn't I not? But if the guy's actually a good guy, I don't really mind. But if the guy's like, if he's got all this money and he's a jerk, and I feel it's going to be difficult to deal with, then I will pass the case along. But
right.
I will pass up, because Lou, I'm at the point now in my life where you know I don't want to be dealing with people that are going to aggravate me. You know what I mean?
I want
people that I'm going to enjoy representing. You know, I'm going to want to fight for them. My heart will be in it. When you got somebody that you don't really like, you don't really want to help, I wouldn't. I don't care how much money they had, I'm not going to take the case.
Right.
Because it'll only end up coming back to bite me, and I'll be miserable. And you know, I don't need that. It was like back in the day when I used to coach Little League. I got to the point where I would draft. You know, when you get to know people and the families, I would draft the kids based on who their parents were, not how good of a player they were. Because I knew if I liked their parents, it would be an enjoyable experience. Whereas, you know, you might have this kid who's really good, but, you know, his father's tough to deal with. His father thinks the kid's the best thing since sliced bread. Yeah, I don't need that aggravation.
No.
Think of this. I don't need the aggravation of someone, you know, who thinks, you know, they know how they know more than I do, and they know what should be done, and this and that. And if that's the case, then you don't need me. But you gotta like the people you deal with.
That's it. All right, Pete. Let's give out some information on how to get in touch with you.
Well, my office number is 732-606-9499. You can check me out on my website, www.taxresolutionnj.com. Happy to help any way I can. Anybody has any questions, feel free to call. Email me at Pete, P-E-T-E, at MarcianoCPA.com, MarcianoCPA.com. So many ways to get a hold of me. I'm happy. I'm here to help. And, you know, I hope everybody is staying safe, and this is going to be over soon.
Yes, for sure. All right, everybody. We've had a wonderful guest on, Peter Marciano Jr. This is Louis Michelson at Business Talk Radio. If you need any help with the IRS, he's a tax resolution specialist. He's an IRS slayer. And it's Peter Marciano. Be safe, everybody out there. And don't leave us. We will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Hi, this is Terry Crews. Actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.